محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So continuing with our Juz a day, we're gonna go over, do an overview first. We've been doing this for a long time, but I'll still go over it again. So we've got 114 surah in 30 ajza. Today we're gonna focus on the sixth Juz, which is ayah 148 of Surah Al-Nisa to ayah 82 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. I'll just go very briefly over what I've been saying for the last few days. 30 ajza were only there to facilitate the reading of the Quran in one month. In the Indian subcontinent, we call them sipara or para. It's the same thing. But the Quran was actually revealed as chapters or surah. It was actually revealed as ayat. And the Prophet put it together, compiled it together into surah, 114 surah. And I've been saying this for a while. If you were to memorize 3 ayat a day, then in about 6 years, you'd be able to memorize the whole Quran. And that's a phenomenal thing to do. You think about all the surah you know, you've actually got a month ahead anyway. So if you look at the Fatiha and the four calls and Asr and Qadr and all the little ones that you know, and it's a good place to start to be able to understand them as well. And maybe when you're journaling, you can do that too. Journaling is to personalize your Quran, to inspire, to connect to the Quran. I call it dipping your feet in the waters of the Quran, just tempting you to love him. It's amazing. And if Isa Ali down here can do it, all of us can do it. And Isa Ali is actually drawing the tree of immortality, if you look at it, if you look at the picture really well. Always to be in wudu, always to recite in Arabic as much as possible. If you don't know, we've got teachers all over the place who will teach you. Start with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just make it a practice. Every time you touch the book, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and La Ilaha Illallah, and the Dua of the Prophet. I absolutely love it. Walzam Qalbi Hifdha Kitabika Kama Allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. In other words, make me love this book, please. I want to fall in love with it. It's a letter of love from the author, from our creator. And our job is to seek out the love that he portrays in there. So the focus is Juz 6. And you can see in our shelf, we've got Surah Al-Nisa and Surah Al-Ma'idah. I forgot that little knick-knack. And that knick-knack is Ayatul Ikmal. To me, this is our identity. This is who you and I are. We are Shias of Ali. You know, we're Ahlul Baytis. My goodness. That is it. And Ayatul Ikmal gives us our identities, the eye of perfection. When we come to it, we'll talk about it. So let's start. We'll start with looking at Surah Al-Nisa. And as I mentioned before, if we were to think about Surah Al-Nisa, we're talking about social ethics. We're talking about community cohesion. And we're looking about stability of this community. And the malady, the worst thing that was here was hypocrisy. And hypocrisy is that it's a black ant on a black rock on a black night. And that was really difficult. The first ayah we're going to look at is the first ayah of the Juz. And if you look at my Quran, I've highlighted it there. La yuhibbullahu jahra bisu'i min al-qawl. I've actually done it in brown because it's not a very good thing. And I've put man zulima in red, and I've put down there, do not make evil things public. That's basically what I put down here. Now let's go back to the ayah. So he says, Allah does not love you. He does not love something. What does he not like? He doesn't like you making evil things public. Min al-qawl, with you verbalizing them. He doesn't like it. Illa man dhulim, except by one to whom injustice has been done. They have a right to defend themselves against the cruelty of this person who's transgressed them. So they can complain, they can criticize, they can blame them. However, not air it everywhere, unless it is high. That is the only way to get them right. Then only you do that. Today in social media, we could write something about anyone, and we do that without even thinking sometimes whether it's right or wrong. He doesn't like it, and he says, "Wakana Allahu Sami'an Alima." Allah is Sami. He listens and he knows. So I've highlighted that in brown, as you can see over there. But then there's a solution to this. And we'll look at the next ayah, which is ayah 149. So let's look at what he says. He says, In tubdu khayran, if you do good openly, aw tukhfu, or secretly, aw ta'fu an su'. That's the solution. if you are able to pardon, and not just generally pardon, ta'afu comes from afu, which means pardon with love and erase completely, and su, an evil, one evil he's talking about. Somebody continually repeats, you gotta sort yourself out. For inna Allah kana afuwan kadira. You will find Allah afu to you, He will lovingly pardon you, and He will be qadir. Imam Ali says, when you gain power over your adversary, pardon him as gratitude for being able to overpower it. It is supernatural. It's the most difficult thing to do in life, to be able to forgive somebody who's hurt you again and again and again. So I've highlighted that in green and I've put that down as the solution. Okay, now let's look at the next ayah. Ayah 157, and I love that picture. Absolutely love it. I know it is somebody who has drawn it, or we've bought the picture, but that's from for somebody who's portrayed Prophet Isa. But to me, this is Imam Ali at Qadir. This is Imam al-Zaman. I mean, this is Hazrat Abbas. Everything to me says it in this picture. So let's look at that. It's ayah 157. So wa qawlihim, and they say, inna katalna Masiha Isa ibn Maria. We killed Isa, son of Maryam. Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. Look what he says. وَمَا كَتَلُوهُ وَمَا سَلَبُوهُ. They did not kill him and neither did they crucify him. وَلَاكِنْ شُبِّحَ لَهُمْ. It appeared to them they did. And then وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اَخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَقٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ إِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا كَتَلُوهُ يَكِينًا. And most surely those who differ are in doubt about it. They have no knowledge, they follow conjecture, and they definitely did not kill him. So in my Quran, I have highlighted that and I have put Isa up there. Did not crucify Prophet Isa, and I put it in big writing. Now, Messiah or Masih actually means somebody who erases wrong, who purifies, who has nobility and who has distinct qualities. Okay, so that's something about Prophet Isa that you might want to put in there. And then Ayah 174, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, and it's directed to all human beings. Oh, human beings. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْحَانٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Has come to you. I'm going to take a pencil color so you can see. So here, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْحَانٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُّبِينًا. I put the noor in yellow and the burhan in green. Burhan is irrefutable proof. So I haven't written it so that you know how I write these things. So I would write Burhan here, and I would put irrefutable proof. And then you've got Nuram Mubina, that yellow bit there. To me, and if you look at Tafasir, it'll tell you, that is the Quran plus the M14, the Masumin. We call them M14. So look what he says now. So you've got how I've highlighted it. And he says, oh people, Qad Ja'akum has come to you. And I mentioned yesterday that Ja'a is to come in Arabic, in Gujarati and Urdu it's go. Has come to you, Burhan, an irrefutable proof. There's no doubt about it. Mir Rabbikum, from your Rabb. Wa anzalna ilaykum. And we have also sent down to you Nuram Mubina. We've sent down to you this Nur, this extra energy as well. And the energy is, as I said, the Quran and the Masumi. Both these have come to us, so you can highlight them. I've drawn a little Quran there as well. You can see at the side, and it brings it back to heart. Right. Now we're going to look at Surah Al-Ma'idah. Again, I have downloaded this from the website. I have printed this out and put it in. But when you look at Surah Al-Ma'idah, what should come to your mind? Definitely Ma'idah, the table of food. And it comes from when the Hawariyun, the companions of Prophet Isa, ask for food from the sky. And you know they got manna in Salwa, right? But the moment you think Ma'idah, you think perfection of religion. You think succession to the Prophet. If you look at the top up there, it says, you know, finishing touches of religion. So to me, whenever I think Ma'idah, I think of a present. My present is this gift of the Quran and the Masumi, this gift of religion. It's all wrapped up. And then the ribbon that's tied on it at Surah Al-Ma'idah, it's the finishing touches. And in essence, it is my and your identity, which I talked about. Okay. So let's go back. The first ayah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe. Awfu bil uqud. Fulfill your obligations. This basically tells me that fulfill all your agreements, whether they're spoken or they're unspoken, whether they're written or they're unwritten, whether they're social or they're personal, whether they're with divinity or they're with other human beings. It's an order. Let's go back to my Quran and you will see. And I have circled here Uqud, so I know. We say Aqdun Nikah. Aqd is a knot. Uqud is the plural. When I make a agreement, when I make an obligation, then that's a knot I've tied. And it's a constitutional phrase. You can see I've put it down here. And he says, fulfill your obligations. I've put up here, and you can write that, 15 times, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, and I've put perfection of religion and succession to the Prophet. Now let's go to the next ayah. And oh my goodness, this is Ayatul Ikmal. But I can't do this ayah unless I do ayah 67. So I'd like to do ayah 67 and I'd like you to sit back and listen. Okay, so let me see if I can go to, there we go, I got there. So I'd like you to turn to ayah 67 in your Qurans. So that's exactly what I'm going to do, and I'm going to show you what I did. So I've done it in blue and I've put Ali there. So important. So here goes the story, and I'm going to tell you a story. I know you know it, but I just love repeating it, so you'll have to listen to me. So here we go. So the story goes that the Prophet, it's 10 after Hijra. It's 10 years after the migration to Medina. And the Prophet asks his followers to join him on his last Hajj. I'm going to show you all the rites of Hajj, he said. On the way to Makkah, there's 70,000 people go with him. Now that's a lot of people, okay? On the 4th of the Dhul-Hijjah, they enter Makkah and there's 100,000 people in Makkah. Can you just imagine? No mod cons like we have now, and they're all over there. And after they complete the Hajj, they all leave Makkah. They reach a place called Ghadir. Ghadir is very near Jaffa, near the Mikat of Hajj. It's near Jaffa. On the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, they get there and this ayah is revealed. You can imagine, they're tired, they've all come back from Hajj, and Ya ayyuhar Rasul, O Messenger, Balligh ma unzila ilayka min Rabbik. Tell them, deliver that message that has come to you from your Rabb. Wa illam tafal, if you don't do it, fama ballaghta risalatu. It's like you've done nothing over these last 23 years. Wallahu yu'simuka minan nas. Allah will protect you from the people. Inna Allah la yahdil qawmal kafirin. Allah does not guide a people who cover up the truth. The Prophet ordered those who had gone ahead to come back, and he waited for those who were behind. He asked Salman, and he said, we've got to make a stage. And they picked up all the saddles from everyone, and they made this massive stage. It was noon, it was extremely hot, and he delivers the sermon of Ghadir al-Khum. We can't go through the whole sermon. But he said, it seems that the time is approaching when I shall be called away by Allah, and I will answer that call. I am leaving you two precious things. And if you hold on to them, you will never go astray after me. They're the Book of Allah and my progeny. That is my Ahlul Bayt. The two shall never separate from each other until they come to me by Kawthar, by the pool of Kawthar, by the fountain of Kawthar. And this is known as Hadith al-Thaqalain. And then Imam Ali is on this stage and he's holding Imam Ali's hand so high. You can see it in the illustration there. And it said that you could see the whites of the armpits. And he said, Man kuntu mawlahu fahada aliyun mawlahu. That's what he said. For whomsoever, I am the leader, I am the protective friend. Ali is his leader and his mawla. And the Prophet said, Ya Allah, love those who love him and be an enemy of those who are enemies to him. And as soon as he finishes that, and so I hope you highlighted your 567. Now when he finishes that, that's when this is revealed. Ayatul Ikmal, which is ayah number 3 of Suratul Ma'idah. Now let's have a look at that again, okay? So I'm going to show it to you in my Quran first. So I have cut this little circle out from the website and stuck it here. And I've highlighted Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Can you see that? Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Adina. I absolutely love this ayatul ikmal. It's my identity. I gotta love it. Just love it. Now we're gonna talk about it a little bit. Okay, so I'm gonna go back to it. Okay, Al-Yawma, today. So what happened today? Akmaltu. There's a difference between completing and perfecting. Completing is putting everything together. If you're doing a making something, you've completed making it, but that does not mean it's perfect. Ikmal means perfect. Akmaltu, I have perfected. How did I perfect it? By making sure that Imam Ali is the leader after you. That means he is the Imam. By declaring Imama, there will always be a Hujjah on earth. Akmaltu lakum deenakum. Deen, your life transaction, which you have exchanged life for. Wa atmamtu, I have completed. Alaykum ni'mati. In Arabic, blessing is ni'mah, barakah, hasana. Ni'mah refers to a specific blessing. And in Urdu and Gujarati speakers call it ni'mat. But ni'mah is where the recipient is intelligent enough to recognize it as a favor. And I have completed my ni'mah on you. Wa raditu lakum al-Islam adina. And I have chosen Islam as your religion. I'm happy with it. You can't forget this ayah. Just cannot forget it. So that's 5-3. Highlight it in yellow, green. I mean, make a fanfare of it. Make it something really big. So that's ayatul ikmal. Next one. This is ayah 6 of Suratul Maida, which is wudu, tayammum, and ghusl. Very, very simple. I'll show you how I write. It's very clear. I put wudu and I put tayammum. And look what he says. Let's go back. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, all you who believe. It's very simple. إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة, when you stand up for salah, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, wash your face and your hands up to the elbow. وَامْسَحُوا, wipe بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلُكُمْ, and your feet, إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, to the top. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ جُنُبًا, and if you are in janaba, فَتَّحَّرُوا. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى, and you know, you have to do a ghusl. Fattaharu means you have to do a ghusl. Wa in kuntum marda, if you're ill, aw la suffering, or you are on a journey, aw jaa ahadun minkum min al-ghayd, or you visited a ghayd, was like I'm going to try and explain to you what the ghayd is. It was like a ditch. They didn't have toilets like we do now, but they had ditches where they would relieve themselves and then cover them up. So we're talking about visiting the bathroom. Oh, la mastun nisa, you've had relationships with women. Falam tajidu ma'an, and you don't find water. What should you do? Fatayammamu, you should seek, you should search for. Tayammum doesn't mean what we do. Tayammum means search for. It's called tayammum now. What do you search for? Sa'idan tayyiban. Pure earth, dry, pure earth. And with it, فَمْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah does not wish for you to have any difficulty, but he would like you to be pure, to be clean. وَلْيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that he may complete your favor. There is a difference between clean and pure. Purity requires body and soul. And that's why the du'as for wudu are really, really important. So inshallah you will look at those too. Right, next one, 526. Let's have a look at that. I'll take you back to my Quran. Now this is just a little bit of a historical thing. So if you look at my Quran, I put it here. And near 26, I put Bani Israel, and I put 40 years in the desert. So right, so let's see what happened over here. Okay. So Allah says, Kala, he said, فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةٌ. It is forbidden for you for 40 years, and you will wander in the desert. فَلَا تَعْسَى عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And he's telling Prophet Musa, don't grieve for these people who transgress. I'm going to go back a little bit so you can see what happened. So we have here, right, starts right at the people, ayah 21. Prophet Musa says, Oh my people, enter this land which Allah has prescribed for you. And it's the earth, Muqaddasa, holy land. This is Jerusalem. Enter it. They said, Musa, there are some strong people in here. They call these people Jabbarin. They're really strong. We're not going to enter. Jabbar, you can see I've written here, strong, tyrannical people. We'll never enter until they leave. Now there were two people who were righteous. And they said, look, let's just go. Let's go to the gate and sort this out. We can manage to do it. Allah will be with us. Just trust in Allah. The rest of them said, Musa, ya Musa, never, never, never. We're not going to enter it. We'll just sit here. Now, you know the Bani Israel were spoiled because they got everything in their hands. Come to the river and could come to the Red Sea, and it parted for them. Need food, manna and salwa came down for them. I mean, anything they wanted, it just came. So they thought, yeah, water? Prophet Musa had to hit a stone and water came out, so they were a bit spoiled. They said, we're not coming. And he got now fed up. Look what he says. If you look at his dua, he says in ayah 25, Kala ya Rabbi, inni la amliku illa nafsi, I have no control except over me, wa akhi, and I can probably convince my brother. But now, Fafruk, I need to separate myself between me and these people. For us, it's a lesson. There comes a time when everybody will get fed up. And so, Allah listens to his dua. And Allah tells him, so now you can't enter. This is forbidden for you. And for 40 years, you are going to wander in the desert. It's in this period of time that Prophet Musa dies. And he's not amongst them. But something for us to know. Right. Next ayah. Oh, you all know this. Now this is about Habil and Kabil. Again a story, so please listen. So Allah says, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَعَ بَنِي آدَمْ. Please tell them the story of the children of Adam. I'm going to show it to you. Before I tell you the story, I've written here Habil and Kabil, and I've got a hand that is stretched out. I've put Habil was a shepherd, Kabil was a farmer, and I've put here best of the flock, and I've got the hardest of grain that even the animals couldn't eat. So you know the story, but I'll go over it. So Prophet Adam appoints Habil as his successor as Allah has commanded him. Kabil disputes, I am older. Where have we heard this before? Prophet Adam tells him, okay, make a sacrifice. See whose sacrifice is accepted. Habil is a shepherd, Kabil a farmer. Habil picks the best of his flock, Kabil the hardest of grain. Even animals could not eat. Obviously, Habil's is accepted. In his jealousy, Kabil couldn't hear his brother's reasoning. So his jealousy, his anger, and he stretches out his hands and he kills his brother. Now what happens? When he kills his brother, there is shame and guilt that follows. Allah sends a crow. I'm going to go back to the top there so you can see. Down here, you can see I've put down here jealousy and anger, his ego and his pride takes him over, and he's really, really sad. Allah says in ayah 30, fatawa'at tawa is to be happy. His nafs was happy, katla akhihi, to kill his brother, because it took over. Fakataluhu, he killed him. For Asbaha min al khasirin, then he became one of the losers. And Allah sends this crow who shows him, who kills another crow, then digs the ground and buries the dead body. And he realizes, oh my goodness, a crow has to teach me that. And Allah says at the end, if you look here in ayah 31, for Asbaha min al nadimin. Nadimin, nadama is somebody who regrets. He becomes somebody who's really regretful. And he flees to the mountains. So he goes to the mountains. And he doesn't face his father again. Allah informs Adam, who is heartbroken, asks for another child. And I've written it down here, heartbroken. And Allah grants him Sheeth, who's known as Hibatullah, which is the gift of Allah. It's good to know history. And instead of a crow, I've drawn a bird there, if you can see, and that reminds me of a crow. So that, in essence, is this ayah about it. Let's look at the next ayah. And this is ayah 32. And in ayah 32, Allah says, if you look at the beginning of the ayah, maybe I should go to the visualizer, you can see it. Right here. He says, for this reason, min ahli dhalika katabna ala bani Israel, and it is because of this reason, you see, because people kill out of jealousy, out of anger, out of egos. And Allah says that because of this reason, we told the Bani Israel. Let's go back. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا. If you kept somebody alive, if you gave somebody life, it's as though you gave life to the whole of creation. And if you killed one person, it is like you killed the whole of creation. If you look there, Allah says this. Let me go here. You can see that? I put it there. For this reason, he says, if you were to kill one person, it is as though you have killed the whole of humanity. Now, why did it suddenly move from the first person Allah created, Adam, first human being, to the first nation, first favored nation, the Bani Israel? There was a favored nation. They were told that, so they understood the value of saving life. Anybody who saves life has a value towards it. So I write that down here. I put first human being to the first favored nation, and then I put one murder is the same as killing humanity, and saving one life is like saving humanity. Alright, let's go to the next ayah. Okay, and this is an ayah that's pertinent to all of us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amin, or you who believe. Ittaqullah, be God conscious. Wabtaghu ilayhil wasila. Look for a wasila. Look for an intercessor. Look for something. Look for a petition. Look for somebody. For jahidu fi sabilihi. And strive in his way, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. So let's just first talk about what does that mean. Okay, where does shafa'a fit in? Shafa'a, intercession, is derived from a shaf, which means even as opposed to odd. So you added somebody there. Tawassul is a means, an application, a petition. So Allah is saying, oh you who believe, seek a medium to him. This is what he's trying to say. Now it doesn't have to be a person. It could be a place. It could be clothing. It could be act. It could be a day. For example, we talked about Zakaria in Surah Al Imran. You know, when he sees the fruits with Sayyida Maryam. And he, Hunalika da'a Zakaria. There and then he knew that place was so important. He does a dua for it and Allah grants him Yahya. Right? We see clothes. Prophet Yaqub is blind. And Prophet Yusuf tells his brothers, put this over my father's eyes. It was a piece of cloth, it was a shirt. And he got his sight back. This is Surah Yusuf, ayah 93. It could be a day. You know, Prophet Yaqub, when he looks at his sons at what they've done, he says, Sofa astaghfirullah. He's waiting for Friday. Friday is a phenomenal day. If we look at the, we just did Surah An-Nisa, ayah 64, the pillar of Abu Lubaba, where Allah tells him that had he come to you to ask for forgiveness, we would have forgiven him. So a wasila is important, and we've got to understand what wasila are, right? So I put it down here, wasila and shafa'a. And I've also put down a piece of paper where all I told you, I've written down there. If you can see that, the place, the clothes, the Quran. The Quran is a wasila, I forgot to mention this. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. It does shifa for you, and it is a rahmah. So I've put that down, that is Surah 17, ayah 82. And then behind that, I've put the two categories of shafa or wasilas. They're in the dunya and the akhirah. In the dunya, and we all think it is only the masumin. No. We start off with tawbah. There is iman. There is amilus salihat. There is the Quran. There is, obviously, the prophets and the masumin. Anything related to a good deed is a wasila. The angels are a wasila. And mu'mineen are a wasila. They will pray for you with a sinless tongue. In the akhirah, there's four. There's the anbiya, the masumin, the M14 as I've put it, the angels, the shahada, and the mu'mineen. So it's important to understand this ayah. Everybody tends to have an issue with wasilas. Well, look at this ayah, 535, and it's pretty obvious. So I put that little piece of paper in to make it easy. Right. The next ayah we're going to look at is 554. And you can obviously tell that it's something to do with love because you can see the heart over there. So let's look at 554. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, or you who believe. Now he says, may yartadda minkum an deenihi. If you turn away from religion, don't think you're doing a favor to Allah by being Muslims. Fasawfa ya'ti Allah, Allah will bring a people. Yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. He will bring a nation. He will love them and they will love him. Now, what are the signs of these people? That's what's important today. So there are four signs of these people. Adhillatan ala al-mu'mineen. They are so full of humility when they meet mu'mineen. They are at their service. They will bow down to them. They will, when I say bow down, I don't mean worship them. I mean, they will do anything for them. They will make themselves vulnerable to be at their service. A'izzatan alal kafirin. Towards those who cover up the truth, they will have self-respect. They won't put themselves down. Yujahiduna fi sabilillah. Number three, they strive in his way. Wala yakhafuna lawmata la'im. When they do all this, they will be teased, they will be abused, they will be criticized, but they do not fear criticism from anyone. It's absolutely amazing. And he says, Allah wasi'un alim. And Allah gives his wasi, is vast, and he's knowing. So I've written it down here, as you can see. I've put there, يَحِبُّهُمْ وَيْهِبُّونَهُ. I've put that in red as a heart. And then I've put the four things. And I've put a little post-it note. Signs of those who love Allah and who Allah loves. They will be totally humble to mu'mineen. Like a doormat, basically. They're at the service of others. They have self-respect in towards those who cover up the truth. They don't give in to them. They strive in his way, and they don't fear criticism from anyone. Okay, so, right, next ayah. Oh, I love this ayah, and I'm sure you do too. Ayatul Bilaya, the ring in Ruku. Before I go any further, you will draw it. Draw a ring. It was a ruby ring, and I've put Ruku there. You all know this ayah. This is Ali per se. So I put Ayatul Wilaya and I put Imam Ali. I absolutely adore this ayah. So what happens? Again, a story. So this is, most of the companions have reported this. They said they were saying their prayers in the company of the Prophet in Masjid al-Nabi, and a beggar comes to the masjid. Somebody was really in need and he wants some sadaqah. But everybody's praying, nobody gives him anything. And Imam Ali is in a state of ruku, and in the prayer he points out his finger to the beggar. And he takes off the ring and removes the ring. And just as they finish Salah, the Prophet raises his hands and he says, Ya Allah, my brother Musa begged you. And he said, Ya Allah, Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri, make my task easy. Wahlul uqdatam min lisani, untie the knot in my tongue so they may understand me. And appoint from amongst my people Harun, my brother, as my wazir, as somebody will strengthen my back. And the Prophet said, Ya Allah, I would like to ask you to appoint Ali as my wazir and to strengthen my back. And the companion said that no sooner had he finished this dua that Jibreel brings this ayah. Innama waliyukum Allah. Indeed, your wali, those you incline towards, is Allah. Wa rasulahu, your master is the Prophet. Walladina amanu, and those who believe. Alladina yukimuna salah, those who establish salah. Wa yu'tuna zakata wa hum raki'un, and they give zakah whilst they are in ruku. There is no doubt about it. You know, this is what it's talking about. So here we go. Drawn it, and I've put it in red because it reminds me of the red ring, and it's Ayatul Wilaya, and that's Imam Ali. Okay. Next ayah, 57. So it sort of kind of continues. Let's have a look. So if you look at 57, remember we've been talking about a lot of friends. We talked about bitana friends. We talked about friends to take, friends not to take. And this is again a protective friend. And Allah says here, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, or you will believe, La tattakhidhu alladhina attakhadhu dinakum huzwan wa la'ibam min alladhina utul kitaba min qablikum wal kuffara awliya. The word here is awliya. Do not take a protective friend. Do not obey those. In other words, don't take a protective friend from amongst those who make your religion a mockery and a joke, who laugh at you and you, who cover up the truth. Wattaqullaha, and be God conscious. In kuntum mu'mineen. Really, really important bit that's over there. Don't take guardians. Don't take a protect. It's a reinforcement of so many ayat. Just be careful. So if you look at my Quran, I've put it in orange, and I've circled awliya, and I've put down there reinforcement. Okay. And then we've done ayat tabligh because we went to it first, and you know it. And that basically brings us to the end of these ayat that are in juz 6. So inshallah, I will see you again tomorrow, and we will be looking at juz 7. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.